Okay, this is the second interview with David and Helen Friesen. Okay, and we would like to just check on your personal history a little bit here. When were you people married?
1945, October 7th.
Okay, where?
Gartley, Saskatchewan.
Okay. That's, of course, in the Hague area.
Where did you, when you first were working for the church, when were you ordained, should I ask first?
I believe it was in 1952 in July that we were ordained.
Okay. You were ordained with the EMMC church?
Well, it was still
Rudnervada
church at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where did you serve then once you were ordained?
Well, we went up north 10 years under the Northern Canada Evangelical Mission as missionaries.
Start right away?
Well, we'd previous to that been occupied in the local church, but not in the capacity of ordained workers.
So when you went out as missionaries with Northern Canada, then you were ordained right away?
Correct.
We were in language school in 51, 52. And then in 52 July we were ordained, and then in fall, August of 52, we went north.
Where did you go?
To York Factory, Manitoba.
Okay. And how long did you stay there?
4 years. Just about 5 years.
Okay. So then in 56, 57, you returned? 56, you returned from North Fountain, from York Factory? And where did you go then?
And we went to Lac La Ronge in Saskatchewan, where we were occupied both in the administration of a church as well as we started a Bible school over there, Indian Bible school.
Is that still running?
No, I don't think.
It's moved.
It's been.
Where
yeah.
to? Just curious.
Well, in Alberta. What is the name of the place? I'm not even sure.
Okay, still Northern Canada.
Yes, Northern Canada is still occupying that.
Okay. Let's continue this summary of dates right away so we get it all in one shot, or bring up to the present, and then we can go back again. Okay, then Lac La Ronge, till when?
61.
Okay. What time of the year, approximately?
That was the end of August.
All right.
When we moved to Steinbach, Manitoba.
Just time back. What did you take? What did you do there?
Oh, we started a church there, the Gospel Fellowship Church in Steinbach.
That's EMMC related.
That's right.
Part of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So and then, how long did you stay there?
Three and a half years. Oh no, not three and a half. It was a little over 3 years. Not
okay. So what? Then you came from Steinbach. Where did you go then?
Then we came over into Ontario, to the Aylmer District.
What year?
That was in 1965. In late fall that we arrived here.
And then you lived around Aylmer. Did you move? How long did you stay with the Aylmer area here then?
Six years and some months, but a little over 6 years.
And there were several years where you were out of Ontario?
Well, then for 2 years we were out in Saskatchewan.
Where?
In the Nipawin and Prince Albert area.
What were you doing?
Well, one or two semesters I taught at the Nipawin Bible Institute, and we had formerly asked for a year's leave of absence from the work here in Ontario, but then the Bible school asked us to be with them, and we were there for 1 year, and then went to Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, where I was gainfully employed with the Simpson Sears Company for a little while, and with Homes Canada.
Okay. What years were those when you were Nipawin and North?
you recall?
If you came into Ontario in 65 and you were 6 years, it would make it 71, correct?
Yeah, it could be 71 and 72.
71 and 72.
And then we came back to the Halton Church.
Okay. And how long were you at the Halton Church?
Since 73.
Till?
December of 78.
Correct.
78?
77, sorry.
December of 77.
Paul's have been there 2 years, so it has to be.
Okay. Only
and then
years since December that they came.
So then having a dispute on dates here.
Yeah.
Amusing.
Okay, and then so you're suggesting it's 78?
Yes. Yes, and I think I'm right.
Okay.
I'll even quarrel with my wife about that.
Yeah, all right. And then since then you've been with MCC?
We have been with MCC since March of 78.
What did you do in the March of 78?
Yeah, we still served the...
77.
We still served the church while we were
with
MCC.
For how long?
1 year. Just about a year.
Just about a year? Well, if you came in March of 77 into MCC, then it would be December 77 if you were finished at Port Rowan. Is that correct?
Well, we were... See, there was quite an overlap period. Paul's were going to be there in summer already.
Of 78.
Of 78. And they didn't arrive till December, and then there were deaths in the family. So they left twice.
In between.
And we took care of the church while they were gone again.
But you were already employed with MCC as well.
Right.
So that you were employed in March 78 with MCC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think that's... Let me have that clear. And then December 78, that's when the Pauls really came. So that's when you start the office here. Okay.
I'm not sure about the dates exactly. You're aware of that already. The dates we have not kept track of. I think maybe we'd have to look into our files to see when the contract was signed and so on.
Okay.
I've forgotten that.
Okay. Let's begin here then and talk about your coming to Ontario. How did that transpire? What happened? Can you give me any background as to the conference, UMC interest in Ontario? How did that develop? Who found out about things here?
I'm not exactly sure where the first contact was. I know Jake Newdorf, who was formerly a minister with the Old Colony Church, was very concerned about this area, and then there were several calls through Isaac Peters, who is now in Winnipeg and
owner of a trucking fleet.
Yes.
He was living here at the time?
He was living in the area. He was just a young married fellow, and I believe he was converted through the efforts of Mr. Jake Newder, if I'm right. And they felt that there was a definite need for getting a church established here. That was evangelical. And then the request came that Tillsonburg Station possibly would broadcast some of the tapes that were going over the Altona station, which was the gospel message broadcast.
What's the gospel message?
The gospel message originated in Saskatchewan over the Prince Albert station, which I'm not sure when the gospel message started, but it I would say possibly in the early 50s.
What was it? Who ran this thing?
The gospel message was directed by my brother, John D. Friesen. And
sponsored by?
And later sponsored by the MMC. And sponsored also by joint efforts originally from different churches.
Non-EMMC as well?
Others than EMMC. Okay. And I think till the present day some support is, or considerable support is coming from other churches who are interested in that type of evangelism. Mm-hmm.
So what was the name of the radio station here in Tilsonburg who were open? Okay, if you don't know.
I'm sure.
It's one of the big...
CKOT, is it?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. And so then Friesen, Brother John D. Friesen, he then had the program then came in here and was aired. People began to listen to that.
That's right.
That would have been what, approximately what year?
It must have been 64, possibly. Mm-hmm. And I believe he made a couple of trips, at least one trip, before the trip when John and Mary and Helen and myself came up here and had evangelistic meetings. In July, we started in July of 1965.
And did you come up here then to live?
No, at that time, I was chairman of the mission board
of
the EMMC, and was asked to investigate to see what could be done. And upon this investigation, I came back.
This investigation consisted of the two couples, you and your brother John, coming up to have evangelistic services here and to visit with people.
That is correct.
And that was done when?
That was done in July of 65, I believe.
Okay.
And after going back and reporting, we were asked whether it would be possible for us to come in here. And with some difficulties, we could make arrangements and moved in that late, about a month before Christmas, if I'm right, we moved into here.
So then the radio program had already been going in Tilsonburg as of 64. Had your brother John come in for meetings at any time previous to your July exploration here?
Yes, he'd been in here... at least once before, that I'm aware of.
About a year before, shall we say? Or
it could be, because...
Where had he ministered then?
Then he had ministered in the different homes that had invited.
And he had meetings in the home then.
And if I recall right, he was accompanied by Jacob Newdorf at that time as well.
The preacher we just talked about before. Okay, so then... we have two principal actors then, are these two men, Newdorf and John D. Friesen, who seem to be the first ones who got this thing going with the request coming from Isaac Peters, as you understood, basically, or were there others who had asked?
Isaac Friesen from Winkler had accompanied, I believe, Jake Newdorf on a previous visit as well.
Even earlier?
Yes, and I'm not even sure whether he wasn't on the scene together with John at the time when there were quite a few that took a stand for Christ
during those early campaign that your brother John had here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Isaac Friesen from Winkler then minister
was also one of the key men in getting the work started.
In your opinion, Jake Newdorf was really the first one who came in here then and then told others about it, and then as a result, Isaac Friesen also picked up interest in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is my understanding. Also recall that there was some, the old colony at that time had been establishing a work here,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's just previous to this, and Reverend John Friesen from the Old Colony Church was...
Which Old Colony Church?
From Manitoba, was expressing the fact that there was a need which they could not fill. I recall him saying that. Isaac Friesen, Reverend Isaac Friesen and Reverend John Friesen from Manitoba were half-brothers, I believe.
Okay. He was an Old Calling minister.
That's correct.
Okay. Did this Reverend John Friesen come up this way as well? You know?
He had been over here. I know he had been here before we arrived on the scene.
Oh, and then he is working with the Old Colony, though?
He was ministering with the Old Colony Church, yes.
Okay. What can you tell me anything else about that early start? Any other details like that? Other people who might have been involved?
When you're saying the early start...
Like when Jake Newdorf was here. Okay, we have Isaac Peters, is one of the people here who indicated interest. What was Isaac? He was Old Colony at that point?
That's right.
He's attending the Old Colony Church here?
I think he possibly wasn't attending anywhere.
I see.
They were together with several families who were not attending, who were unhappy with the situation. As a matter of fact, I believe there were several marriages which were performed where people had difficulties because they did not want to be, they didn't want to join the Old Colony Church, and that was a prerequisite to get married. Before the Old Colony ministers performed a marriage, they must be members of that particular church.
Right.
And here was a misunderstanding there, and they had gone to other places to get married, such as to the MB ministers, and then also come into Manitoba and were married over there.
By who?
By some of our EMMC ministers, and also by the Old Colony ministers over there. Over there it was just a little different.
Easier to get married and not become a member.
Well, I think they weren't quite as rigid in that respect over there.
You know who some of the people were?
I know there were Abe Friesens.
They're still around here?
Abe Friesens are now members of the Open Bible Baptist Church. They were one of the earlier couples, but they were living in Winnipeg at the time when we left for Ontario. I remember Abe coming over and helping us pack. But they later on came back here into Ontario, and Abe has always had a very fine interest in helping along with the spiritual realm among the Mexican Mennonite people.
But he himself had not come from Mexico.
Yes, he had.
Oh.
Yes, Abe's family came from Mexico. He had some problems already in Mexico, spiritual problems where he was seeking for the truth. And he needed help. And I believe those people are rejoicing now.
Had the EMMC conference been involved in any other work that was related to the Mexican Mennonites previous to starting here in Ontario? Do you know when the work started in Belize, for example? That would be the other possibility, right?
Yes, but Belize was started very shortly after, I believe, if I recall.
But Ontario was first.
But Ontario was the first of its kind, I believe.
When you were in the mission board, you were not working with Belize yet? Then?
I don't recall exactly what year we start with Belize. I recall, of course, I was with the mission board since 1959 when the EMMC organized and the mission board was organized.
You've been a member all that time.
I was a member then for I don't know how many years, and I was out for one term in between, and then I'd be in it again. I don't even recall. But since 59, that's when first I became a member of the mission board.
Okay.
And was a member of the mission board until I resigned to to move into Ontario. I mean, I resigned my position as the chairman of the mission board at that time, and I was the only representative on the mission board from outside of Ontario and Saskatchewan.
Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Or Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, then you came after your exploration with John D. Friesen's, came in here then in late 65,
mm-hmm.
November or so.
I should mention that at the time when we were here, several ministers of the EMC had received a phone call, and while we had meetings here, all of a sudden they showed on the scene.
Who were those ministers?
There were several of the ministers from the Bloomin' Art in Manitoba. There was John.
That's close to Steinbeck.
Yes, John Lowen and John Dick.
John Lowen was from Bloomin' Art.
Yes.
Dick also.
And Dick also. I believe, I'm not sure, but I think probably Henry Cornelson was also on the scene early then.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what happened is...
Who had called them?
They had been called by Henry Peters.
Okay.
Without the knowledge of any of the other people. I'm not exactly sure what the situation was, but in any case, they came on the scene and they wanted to organize a church as a result of the labors that we were putting into it. And we had a meeting with the congregation at that time, those who were attending, and gave it absolutely into their hands. We withdrew. We went for a couple of days, left the area, and they had several meetings, and when we came back, we were told that it was almost a unanimous decision that EMMC should be the congregation that should organize.
Okay, give me a little bit of background here now. When did this meeting happen?
That meeting happened, I believe, in August of 65.
And that was just when you and John D. were here.
That's correct.
And
then the call was given by this group of people.
Had you already organized a group of people?
No, we had not organized it, but these were people who had been attending the evangelistic services and who were indicating to us that they were no longer with the Old Colony Church. At that time, Mr. Henry Peters was still an Old Colony minister.
Mm-hmm.
And he was serving in the church there.
The Old Colony Church.
In the Old Colony Church.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also, the Peters family was also attending in the evening services.
Henry too?
Henry as well.
How many families would there have been in that meeting that met with EMC representatives then? Estimate?
Oh, I would say that an estimate of representation from 35 families, possibly.
That big?
Yes, they. Well, I know during the evening services, that little church, the Crossley Hunter Church, where we started.
Well,
it's absolutely packed every night. It's located northwest of Aylmer. It is on about 6 miles north and then a couple of miles west of Aylmer.
Aylmer. What's the region there called, or the area?
The area is called the Crosley Hunter area.
And there was a church there that was empty, or?
There wasn't. Yes, there was a church which was empty, and it was offered for sale, and we purchased it.
At that point, right away?
We made arrangements before we left to purchase it, and then when we left and went back, we asked the EMMC to if they would share in the purchase of that building, because some of the local people felt that it and they'd made the down payment. They felt that that it should definitely be bought, and they didn't want to have somebody else snitch up the buy. And so
that was then. Let's just clear this up then. You had meetings, evangelistic meetings, in that church already. You had rented that.
That's correct.
And people came from the area then to that church,
mm-hmm.
and it was packed out. And then when you left, that meeting with the EMC representatives had already taken place, and they had, and the group had asked you to stay to start a church. The decision then was made at that time, right away, to buy that church. Down payment was made by the people, and you went back to Manitoba and informed the board, the mission board, of what was happening, and got their support in mm-hmm. buying the building, and they helped to finance it then.
That's correct.
Who were some of the principal people in these 35 families? Can you name some names? Who were the leaders of that group? If there were any sort of grassroots leaders?
Well, there were Cornelius Peters, senior.
Okay.
And Abe Lowens, and
we call him Abraham Lowen.
Abe Lowen Jr.
Young Abe Lowen. Okay.
Peter Giesbeck, which was also a son-in-law of the Peters.
Okay.
And
friends of Abe Lowens, yes.
Yes, they're Cornelius Enzes, Cornelius Friesens, who Mr. Friesen is now a member of the MB Church, and he lives at Port Road.
Okay.
And several members of the Friesen family.
Of the Cornelius Friesen family.
Yes. There were Ben Weebs, who are still attending the EMC, who are living at Orwell. They were just newcomers at that time. There were, I believe, Jacob Harders, who are a Zummerfelder.
Well,
who are now Zimmerfelder, who were attending at that time.
Isaac Peters, did they come?
Isaac Peters at that time had gone back to Manitoba, or had moved into Manitoba.
But he wasn't involved in the organization of the
artists. No, Isaac, I believe, was not involved in the organization. I can't just recall the names of all the people. A little later on, the Harms family came on the scene.
Okay, they arrived later, though.
They arrived a little later. We had already got to first base, at least. And then there were others, Isaac Reimers.
Do you... which Isaac Reimers?
Art Creakers came on the scene the same fall from Winnipeg. They moved in to help. And so did the David Dix.
Fall of 65.
No, Creakers, I think, came in the spring, if I'm right, in the spring of 66, and the Dix possibly of that year as well.
Later, like summer of 66 or something
mm-hmm.
like that. you mentioned Isaac Reimer. Which one?
Isaac Reimer's...
Where had they lived previously?
They were of Mexico, and also had been over at in Manitoba, living for a while at I was just going to say Rainier River area, but I think I'm
Manitoba,
wrong.
That's Ontario.
Yes,
I think of Interlake region.
Yes, Interlake region, anywhere, somewhere.
Fisher Branch, Marlena.
Yes, I believe that was the Fisher Branch area where they lived.
they had been there with the EMC Church, presumably. That's their
As far as I know, yes.
Okay, they had